So hello everyone, and welcome to today's call, which is going to be a marvelous post-new moon solar eclipse meditation in this new year of wonderful manifestations for you guys. So this eclipse is going to help all of us to release energies, especially the old energies from last year and our past. And it will begin to trigger from your past history those things that are needed to be released, especially emotionally, belief system-wise, and of course, vibrationally speaking. So eclipses are harbingers of change, speeding up inevitable actions and pushing us to look into new directions. Eclipses reveals our shadow side that are ready for healing. So let's all create the space for some profound inner healing today. So this eclipse event today, we're going to bring forth also helping you to bring forth your creative expressions and new beginnings. Eclipses are celestial checkpoints, high octane lunation that helps illuminate our karmic patterns. Eclipses speed up time, and they open up new doorways that help create sometimes abrupt and sudden shifts. So this particular event for this eclipse is designed to be very gentle to help you to move forward with much more joy and ease and grace and blessings. So let's begin by putting the body in a relaxed position. We're going to invite your pets to join in on this. And you can also invite any family members that you feel will benefit from this, even if they don't hear it verbally. They can get this energetically, telepathically. So we're going to have about almost 30 minutes of some intense vibrational encodements, downloads, uploads, transmissions for your soul. So let's take a deep breath and relax into the now moment. You might want to rub your hands together to create a friction and a sense of warmth for your hand chakras. Rubbing the hands together and intending, I am here, I am now, I am. I am here right now, present with this, with everything that's going on. I am here, I am now, I am. I am one with my body. I am one with my awareness. I am one with all that is. So we're going to let go of tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect. And allow your awareness to move into the bliss zone of many possibilities. Okay, we're going to open up the chakra points, the power points of the body. We're going to call forth the pillars of light from the archangels to activate in your north, south, east, and west directions, your divine coordinates, north, south, east, and west. You're going to open up and activate your solar plexus and ground from that place with the sacred heart of the earth and the great central sun, keeping all the points above the head and below the feet open for receiving. So as you finish up rubbing your hands together, create the feeling, thought, sensation that you are moving in this now moment into the highest possible level of Christ consciousness and oneness that you can be at this moment, the highest levels of giving and receiving, and the highest levels of a relationship with as above, so below, or as within, so it is without. Uniting the mind with the heart, uniting the masculine with the feminine, bringing everything into a state of oneness. Take a deep breath. Now, as you view your body, your physical body, on the earth plane, you're going to scan your energy field, your auric field, as well as your chakras and places in your body that's holding shadows. So it will appear to you as dark shadows. Those are the unconscious points in your field. So you're going to observe for a moment these places of shadowing that represent the unconscious in your past, those parts of you that are still clinging onto you, that are from the past, that are unresolved, that are perhaps of a traumatic nature, perhaps of a very stressful, non-understandable place. Those shadows are going to represent those parts of you that hopefully now are ready for healing and to integrate into your present now moment. Breathing deeply. Now, we're going to ask you to locate the biggest, darkest, deepest, densest shadow that you are scanning right now from the level of oneness. And you're going to open up that shadow. And to take a look and see what that is. And you're going to feel emotionally what that represents. And from a belief system perspective, what that belief system is. And you're going to see how it ties into your body on a health level and how it has been affecting your body. Now, with the vibration that you are, that Christed presence that you are, begin to envelop that shadow. Bring it into you as spirit. And let the light that you are begin to transform that shadow. Just simply surrender, allow completely. No thought. Just simply embrace. Bring it into the light that is you. And as you do this, just simply forgive yourself for perhaps neglecting this part of your life. You are bringing this into present time as you embrace it so that it will naturally, innately heal itself of whatever pain and stress that it is representing to you. And when you finish this, go to another one. Go to another level of density that your field and body is holding. And again, just bring it into you as the light. You are actually bringing parts of your inner child back into present time by giving your inner child aspect permission to self-heal, to transform, to be one again with the rest of you. And you can feel the power of the eclipse supporting you. You are beginning to sense these doorways, these openings on the inner plane supporting you, helping you to catalyze, to ignite the power of healing. All right, let's do one more. One more of the more denser shadow aspects that are in your field. Keep reading through the body. We're calling forth your entourage to assist in this process, as well as your guardian angel. And we're going to call forth your soul group. Begin to feel the presence of the divine masculine and the divine feminine as being part of you, working, as it were, this pattern back into oneness, back into the light, back into that place of love, acceptance, forgiveness. And give your inner child permission to move back to that place of joyfulness that is your inner child's inherited innate state, joy. And what comes of this connection with joy is this feeling of bliss and this sense of connection, communion, oneness. All that is, even a state of no thought, of this feeling of communion. Ask the Earth Mother to help you with this. Ask for the assistance from the Central Sun. Now, when you finish this, you're going to focus into your brain of your physical body, well, your etheric body as well, your etheric double. And you're going to scan the brain with the idea that you're going to tune into those parts of your brain that are either not functional or have not been activated enough for you to manifest the most blessed year of your life, this 2019. Now, if you've had brain injury of any kind, that includes concussions, accidents to the brain, medication overdose, or how shall we say, effects from anything of a medicine nature or even other kinds of elements that have affected your brain functioning. In And again, same principle. You're going to embrace, you're going to bring into the light any part of your brain that's been hurting, that's been non-functioning, that's been out of order or dysfunctional in any kind of way. Memory, cognition, limbic system, feeling. Anything that has affected your cardiovascular system, your blood pressure, your liver, your pancreas, your digestive system, your reproductive organs, your respiration. Talk to your brain. Remind your brain this is what you're doing. Bringing the brain back to a state of harmony. It's as if you're waking up the brain, you're waking up the junk DNA. You're asking your body to move into a place of greater functioning and awareness. And when you finish that, you're going to move your awareness to the heart center, as well as to the solar plexus, and you're going to scan and observe any shadows in those places that represent holding on to emotions that have not been expressed fully. This will include not only your emotions, but the emotions of others that you may have taken on. In which case, you're going to release those emotions that you have been carrying from your parents, from your exes, from your current relationships, from your clients, your students, people you know, from humanity at large. And at the same time, becoming aware of the belief system that is associated with the need to carry this energy, this unexpressed energy in your body, in your field. Bring it into the light. Give yourself permission to fully feel these emotions in a very neutral way, neither good nor bad. And as you allow yourself to fully experience these emotions, these feelings in your body, they will naturally harmonize and, shall we say, self-heal. And as you release the energies that you have taken on from the world, create the statement within that you are no longer going to do this, that you are no longer available to carry others, no matter how much you care about them. Now, within your solar plexus, there may be a place, an energetic place, of which you have carried internal resistance to healing that may not be yours. And again, it will appear as a shadow. Now, decide what you're going to do with this resistance. Do you want to keep it? Tune into the message. Tune into the voice of this resistance. Are you deserving to be fully healed and awake? Do you deserve to be pain-free? Do you deserve to learn through joy rather than pain? Are you finished with the need to suffer in order to grow and serve God? You can release the need to fight, the need to put up battles, the need to be right. You can give up the need to strive and try and effort. Now let's move to one more place. As you finish this, we're going to move our awareness to the base of the spine, your cervical chakra, your sacrum, your coccyx, your tailbone. And you're going to scan from that place of oneness any shadows, dark areas, congestion, pain, discomfort, fear, stress, that represents your inability or your unwillingness to be fully present, grounded with your body in this incarnation. Take a deep breath. This may go back to pre-birth. This may go back to other lifetimes. So you want to make a choice now on how present you want to be in this incarnation. Do you want to be out of your body, or do you want to be here on the earth plane while still maintaining your high-level connection with the central sun and those expanded states of oneness? You want to scan to see if you have any belief systems that basically say that you cannot be expanded and embodied at the same time. Any places that say basically that your enlightened state cannot be embodied in your physical incarnation. Okay, take a slow deep breath, and let's move our awareness to the throat chakra. And we're going to do one more scan on any shadows within your throat chakra, within the base of the skull, within your neck, your thyroid gland, that is creating a split between your heart and your mind. This will also include any blockages in your self-expression, your spiritual expression onto the earth plane. and with your emotions. Ask for guidance. Ask for solutions. Ask for the light. Pay attention to the voices of your inner child. Okay, now reset yourself to your center, your spiritual center, as well as your center in your body. Keeping that connection with the earth and the sun, staying in a place of neutrality. I'm going to ask you to begin to feel your ability to manifest your creativity, your dreams, your visions for this year. And whatever may not feel quite comfortable, just breathe in the light. That is you. You're going to ask the power of Christed awareness to go before you this year, to go before you to prepare the way. So as you arrive, wherever you go in your life on a daily basis, that the light has prepared the way for you. The light goes before you, always, on all levels, emotionally, mentally, physically. Now, let's focus on one project or one situation in your life that has represented a challenge for you. And you're going to breathe the light into that. This pure light of understanding, the light of love and compassion, the light of forgiveness, the light of awareness. And move into this place of surrender, of allowance, of receiving, of giving in the highest possible vibrational space. Now allow this activation to work in the background for the rest of this evening, into this week, into this month, and into this year. This is an ongoing, organic, evergreen activation that you can call upon at any time to bring forth more awareness, more love, more understanding into your life situations. Allow this activation to begin to heal all sense of worry and concern in your emotional body, in your mental body. Remembering, I am here, I am now, I am. I am here, I am now, I am always. My entourage is with me 24/7. My soul group is with me. and the light of who I am goes forth to prepare the way for joyous communion, connection, enlightenments. Now, instruct your inner child to fully receive this activation in divine right timing. And know that you cannot fail. Know that you can only succeed and that you are as Prime Source created you. Okay, so let's come back to the physical plane. Becoming aware of your fingers, your toes, the bottoms of your feet, the palms of your hands, your whole spinal column, especially the base of your skull and the base of your spine. Bringing awareness to your solar plexus, your chest, your third eye center, your crown, and the energies all around you, around your physical body. Know that you are loved and supported always. Remember to ask, giving yourself permission to fully receive 24/7 that you are good enough. Know that you are blessed. Thank you for your attendance. We thank the presence of the moon, your entourage, your soul group, all of your guides, your team members, the comedy team, the earth, the sun, the wind, and remember to share gratitude and appreciation. So until next time, we share our blessings with you. Go in peace. And remember that you are always loved and supported. Namaste.